Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Now, this is the air sprayer, BT. Volcano. Mm,
gotcha. What is that? What you putting in your hair? Bacon grease? And then you like let it drip when you sweat and you go.
Mm. Oh, man. This is something you probably know nothing about because it actually smells good, okay? Whereas you stink. So.
Whatever. I be smelling good, honey. Okay.
This is why you okay.
I got my little $12 ponytail from Amazon. In
I love this. I love this Megan Minaj.
Hey.
Megan Minaj. Megan would ruin a Minaj a trois. You know what I mean? She would.
I had too many questions. I'm like, wait, what are we going to do next? I need an itinerary.
Megan would bring worksheets and highlighters to a threesome. Like, okay.
Right. So okay, well, let's try this one. Next, guys. Okay, this is the.
They be like, I need you to highlight the area that you want to focus in on.
Don't eat that; you're gonna get cancer.
I just put anything in y'all mouth. Ugh, I'm good. I don't want to do this no more.
Mm-mm. Oh shit! Here come Dion Lack.
Oh Lord, Dion's here. Everybody,
he never gonna let that down. Behavior.
What?
Oh shit! It come Dion Lack. You remember that the freestyle battles, nigga?
Yes.
But all that nigga, that's never going away. That nigga gonna be receiving an Oscar, nigga, and I'll be in the back like, oh shit! It come Dion Lack. That nigga nasty on the mic, nigga.
You had recently found those videos, didn't you?
Who said what?
I said, you had hit me up and told me you had recently found those freestyles or something, right?
Oh, they still on YouTube. They ain't no recently found. No, you talking about the one when I showed you when I was with you. It was a, when we was working on that David Brides.
Oh,
and we just freestyling
the man. Say yes to the dress shit.
Yeah,
what is that? That's a tennis racket?
That's funny.
Let me see.
Let me turn this
Let me see.
Shut up, man.
I've never seen this contraption. I'm serious. Let me see.
Called Twisted Up.
Wait, so what's different from that and the glove?
Moisture. So
this like helps separate the locks, like, or the coils when they're actually have form, and the glove kind of gives the loose hairs, binds them together with like a bigger lock or a bigger coil. So that's what the twirls the glove does. Gets all the loose hairs and binds them with like a bigger lock or a bigger coil.
Yeah, I've never seen that.
I am mad jealous. You and BT got the luxurious hair.
Thank you. Yeah, I feel like in that tennis racket, that's the one they use at your HBCU on your tennis scholarship.
It's not. You would
that's
be wrong.
What you play with.
Like you would be wrong, okay?
No, but I literally have never seen that. Is that new?
I've had this for years.
Really? Y'all knew about that? Both y'all, Dion and BT?
I did. Know about that? Why would Dion need to know about that?
Yeah.
I don't know how long he ain't had hair.
Just so he didn't know the products.
Because he was four. I was watching. I did be watching like his porn. I'd be watching niggas like.
Now, Megan, I know a lot of people went away from the sponge because the sponge draws the moisture out.
And it's hard to travel because it draws it out and then it becomes oily. So when you try to travel with it, it can get your stuff oily. So
I see. Didn't know that. You've been living
why you don't grow your hair out with the new fad? You keep yours low.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Nigga, I lived a long time in an accidental flat top. So.
Wait, what? How?
See everybody jumping in now, but I was in that flat top for way longer than I was supposed to be.
BT, it wasn't an accident. You chose to look like Blade for years, nigga.
No, I didn't.
BT, we said, it's like, why are you rocking a Blade? He was like, hey, nigga, somebody got to do it.
Hey, BT. I couldn't do nothing about it. I was committed, nigga. I was committed for a while, but that shit was supposed to last maybe a year, year and a half tops.
Was it because you were filming a movie?
Yeah. Independently producing this fucking film, nigga, and I knew we was going to have to shoot again. We started, ask Lulu about it, nigga, she in it. We started shooting that bitch, nigga, 6 years ago, 7 years ago.
I remember the your little cutout sheets you had on the wall, and we had to sign the NDA to not talk about your
movie. Yeah, man. And that was different. Me and Nate wrote that. That's actually over at William Morris. I forgot who that's with right now. That was somebody. They tried to shop that bitch. I don't know. I got no idea. We all be surprised together. But that flat top though, that was an accident.
You committed. You narrowly committed to it. Accident or not.
I bought a sword and everything.
What?
Yeah, I bought a sword. I had a daughter named Moesha. You know what I mean? I told Eddie Murphy he could get this pussy. It was a lot. It was a lot. It was a lot. That was an accident. Big accident.
You don't want this pussy?
People ain't gonna get it. They ain't gonna get that you was talking about all the people with flat tops, Robert Townsend. They ain't gonna get it.
Wait, Dion, where are you from, Dion?
Dayton, Ohio.
So you Chappelle's cousin?
That's a stretch. I mean, but he's definitely in the neighborhood.
So. I've been over there. I've been to Yellow Springs. I drove around the college. We tried to look for him.
Did you really?
Yeah, you know, I'm from Kentucky, and my roommate is actually from Dayton. So we were like, we went up there one weekend to hang out with her family. And then she was like, you know, Dave Chappelle is like right down the street in Yellow Springs. That's where he lived. I was like, for real, girl? So we started driving around trying to look for him.
That's weird. He's one of those celebrities you could actually find because he was very open. He's not like a security type person. I mean, his crew kind of like, yo, chill out. Sort of thing, but he's that super cool, open, let's hang out sort of thing.
You could have just went to the comedy store, but I mean, you know. That's
funny. Meg, have you heard of Crestview Hills, Kentucky?
Yes.
I went to Thomas More 1 year.
What happened? Why only one?
Then after that, I went to L.A.
Okay.
But you went to college?
Yeah.
Oh, man, fuck books, bro.
That was the only school that recruited me. Well, let me tell you this. That was the only school I applied for. and thinking that I was going to get recruited for FAMU because from a hookup.
Recruited for what? What sport did you play?
I was playing football, and my friend was like, I got you. I was like, cool. And I ain't do nothing. I was just like, okay, I was going to trust his word.
Nigga, when you said recruited, bro, at no point in time did I ever, like, I was like, yeah, I play sports. Nigga, you're not a sports nigga. What are you talking about? You see my size? I'm 6'4", 300 plus.
Are you? Yeah. You're 300.
Look at Tahir's face. Tahir don't believe it either. Nobody thought you was, you know.
Yo.
What I mean?
Come on.
What was your, what position did you play?
All of them.
Don't laugh at that. That's not funny.
You played snack bar.
Why y'all make it seem like I said something like a skinny sport, like I was a jockey or something? I'm a huge man that played football. Why is that such a stretch for y'all?
What was your position?
It was recruiting. Look at Pat. Pat's sitting like this. He just
I don't think I've ever seen you like fully. So I'm just out. I'm just listening.
Well, I'm not listening. I ain't got no pants.
You've only seen him in Zoom proportions, so you're not sure.
I don't know.
Yeah, you never answered what position, Dion?
Play nose tackle.
What is that?
God, why would you even ask if you know what I'm talking about?
I mean, it's one of, wait, I don't think I've ever heard anybody go, oh, I play nose tackle. That's why.
That's why he was playing it. Nobody wants to play that shit. It makes sense, man. I believe you get recruited for nose tackle. Nobody want to play that shit.
You can play nose tackle.
Well, I'm saying, like, what is it like on the defensive line? Like, what is
right,
it?
Right in front of the center. Right in front of the center.
Down set. Hi, guy.
Oh, wait. So you're the one who hikes the ball back?
No, right that's in the center. Front.
Oh, you had to say tooted and booted.
On defense.
You tooted and booted.
On defense. Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay. I know where you're at now. Wow. I don't think I've ever heard anyone play that. Okay.
Nobody has.
Is there like any famous nose tackles?
Stop it.
Who's the most famous nose tackle?
Are there like famous like nose tackles like in the NFL, that, like historic or?
Tom Saragusa.
Okay, I got him. Okay, here's a list. Casey Hampton. Jeremiah Ratliff.
Jim Tamayo.
Like an actor.
BJ Raji, Ted Washington, Jamal Williams, Gilbert Brown. Nothing.
All forgettable niggas.
You don't even know your heroes?
Heroes.
Do you know Joe Klecko?
These are the best people ever played college, a position.
I went to college in 2000. These are all new niggas.
Are they?
Yes. I'm sure they are. I was like I was a fan of like LT on like more of a DN sort of thing.
But Lawrence Taylor didn't play nose tackle.
He played DN. There's no great nose tackle. They just kind of like a pawn.
The people I named are have black and white photos.
What do nose tackles do? Nose tackle, you just like
you willingly said I was pawn. A pawn.
Yes, because they just gotta keep things not going in the A-holes.
I don't what does a nose tackle do?
Make sure the running back doesn't go on the left or the right side of the center.
But oh, they don't chase them. They just call it out.
They just call.
Hey, going that way.
They just call corruption. They just call mayhem. They just
like you really have to yell.
They get in front of the player and they start singing Hotel California. That's all they do is just cause
the hell out of that boy.
Wait, okay, so nose tackle tackles the running back.
They don't tackle.
They do tackle.
They go down,
about?
Said high guy.
That is what they do.
If you ever play Techno Bowl, the niggas that be in the front like this doing this.
Do they be getting tackles though, or do they just kind of have strength wars with the person in front of them?
They just call mayhem. They just be in there like, come on, go mayhem.
Look, do you and the other person like ever decide during the game y'all was gonna both give up? Like, hey man, we just gonna come. We're gonna just shake each other's shoulders.
Let's not get fired.
You said it like you still finna get picked up. Like, you never know, you know. Look around. It might have been one of the greatest nose tackles in history. At this point.
I guess the question is, how do you know who's like a good one?
I mean, if nobody makes it through the A-hole.
What is that? What is
important. A-hole is on the left and the right of the center.
A-hole?
Oh.
Yeah, you don't want a lot of people getting through your A-hole anyway.
I forgot that. That's
fuck. There had been so many jokes.
I hope that's not a soundbite. it's on the left. It's A B C hole.
Right.
And the A-holes are adjacent to the center.
So asshole, booby hole, cockle. Yeah.
Be honest, if you protected somebody else's a-hole, who's protecting your a-hole?
No, his b-hole.
The tight end.
Now I'm the wide receiver, huh?
Oh, these jokes are funny.
Damn it.
We learned so much about you, Dion.
Yeah, I appreciate it. That is interesting, bro. You making me think I should try my hand at football shit.
Come on, man. Nigga, you are not gonna make me how did you get to play it? If you could do it, I could do it. That's what you give me the vibe.
Yeah, I mean, listen, if I know quarterback, wide receiver, you know, tight end or Running back, all the real shit, I couldn't do that. Even kicker. Kicker take a certain amount of skill. I ain't got none of that. But all these random shit that block the A-hole, C-hole, the booby hole, all that, man, I could have been in there.
Quarterback and defensive back is the two hardest position in football.
So quarterback?
Quarterback and defensive end. I mean,
which one is defensive
back.
End?
Defensive back. Defensive back.
What's that one?
Those are the two captains, right? Isn't that the captain of defense?
Defensive back is who checks the wide receiver.
I thought that was your job.
Deion Sanders.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're so like, is it going to be a run? Is it going to be a juke? Is it going to be in and out? And you got to kind of like watch the wide receiver, and you have to kind of like stay with the wide receiver at the same time. It's like, oh, it's a run. Now you're about to get crack blocked. So it's like there's no way you can shut down a wide receiver as a DB. You just got to just stay around the
area. I feel like Deion didn't really play. He just talked to somebody.
I hate this thing. Yes. He was watching the whole time.
Somebody that really did play, and he took all their stories, and now he's passing it off. He's goddamn Mark Twain. Fucking Mark Twain.
Nigga, John Rule.
Children, let me tell you a thing about little football over our plate in the States.
What if he was describing a position that didn't exist anymore?
Because the nigga is John Rule. So let me tell you about some football.
There was a quarterback, but I was a penny back. There's a position where. I was in a one hole. That's why it's called a penny. A lot of people don't realize this. It was 12 men on the play.
This is sad. I'm learning so much about football. And the saddest part is that I know how to play Madden and I can play, but I don't understand anything.
We're learning about the ancient rules. It's just like, yeah. So back in the day, we had leather helmets, right? We would put our leather helmets together. I was a leather back.
That is funny.
That was the same helmets that pilots used to use. They would only get helmets when pilots died.
You never played a sport.
The transition of, okay, these niggas get concussions every day. Let's figure this out.
Right.
So when they crack themselves, they actually crack their head. Okay, we got to figure out something.
I wonder why the leather
helmet. Motorcycle helmet in here. You said what?
I wonder why the leather helmet was tried.
Because plastic wasn't like readily available back then. They weren't making plastic like that.
Really? I mean, I don't know why the leather helmet was even an option, because it's not like it's protecting anything. Maybe it was for the logo to let people know what they were on.
Maybe they weren't hitting each other that hard. You don't think?
Yeah. I don't think they knew.
In the beginning, they probably was hitting each other that hard.
That's because there wasn't no black people playing.
I wonder who's the first nigga to say, hey, we need something on our heads at a construction site, though. Just walk around construction sites, building buildings with no helmets on. They're just like,
oh, okay.
I think I'm dead right now. I'm going to go ahead and lay down.
I think I'm dead.
You know, it'd probably be stupid shit, too. It'd probably be like a hammer or a nail, but a nail falling from way high, nigga.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
As soon as you drop the hammer accidentally, you yell hammer, but the hammer's not faster than the word.
You like, say what?
Hammer, fuck.
He said, oh, I got you. Oh, that was funny. I thought you were talking about the MC. Okay.
The funny part about that is they made construction hats, and then at some point, like, the managers were like, I need mine to be a different color. I need a white hat, because this...
I want to get confused with y'all niggas over here.
I need to be... I'm better than these... I'm a manager. I need a white one. Like, what?
That's so random.
That's stupid. Well, this is a good enough spot for us to jump in and to this first topic. Before we do, though, I want to give a shout out to our guests. We have Mr. BT Kingsley in the building. You know what I'm saying? We got Mr. Deion Lack making up imaginary football positions. And then we got the original squad as well. We got May Scoop in the building. We got Patrick Cloud. We're going to jump into this first topic right after this.
We all got that oddly specific thing that we're good at. For example, myself, I'm pretty good at editing, but I'm not great at everything. And no one is. Fiverr can connect you to the best-in-class freelancers. with experience in hundreds of digital specialties and every skill imaginable to help you with any project. From data wizards that can turn spreadsheets into insights, from voiceover actors that bring scripts to life, and everything in between. Although I edit, my weakness is color correcting. So anytime I need to color correct something, I always go to Fiverr to get some help. I personally love it because it fits perfect with my budget. Let me tell you something. I've been there over 15 times and my pockets still feel good. Ain't no hurting. And one of the best things about it is their service, they're always friendly, fast and friendly. That's exactly what I'm always looking for. Fiverr's global network of on-demand freelance talent is here to help. Whether you're launching your first business, scaling your current business, or just looking for extra help. Find your talent and begin working on your project in minutes. What's dope is pricing is always project-based, not hourly. No more guessing games. You know exactly what you're paying for up front. No negotiating needed. And you get 24/7 service. You can reach out anytime, anywhere. On top of all that, these freelancers have worked with some of the most influential brands around the world. Find a freelancer with specific skills that you need for your next project. Check out Fiverr.com and get 10% off your first order by using my promo code SQUAD. Find all the digital services you need all in one place. At Fiverr.com, use the code SQUAD. Again, that's Fiverr.com. Use the promo code SQUAD.
First topic of the day, we have, would you rather never kiss again versus never hug again? Now, before we start that, BT was trying to duck the question of, play any sports?
He did a swim move.
Yeah, I was on the swim team. Let's just keep going, you guys. I was.
Were you really?
Oh, wait, you did tell us that you were a swimmer.
I was a fishy fish.
I forgot.
What?
Yeah, I was a big swimmer.
Was the pool ranch dressing?
Did you really just have it on deck right here? Are you serious? What?
Did Chick-fil-A card too? It's just right.
Why did you have that in your hand already?
The question is, why is it in my bedroom?
Why? Yeah,
never
knew.
Never knew.
What?
Oh, it got crazy last night.
You'd be a solid sweetheart. Could you dip your nipple in one of these ranch dressings? Go ahead and teabag these ranch dressings, baby. You don't have to dip
them. Let me tell you something. These little corners have gotten a lot of people divorced. I'm sorry. Let's keep up. If you're respectable, you never tear the corner off. You tear
it's all one piece.
Yeah, it's all one piece.
You should sell Magnum corners just to get people in trouble.
Oh, man.
What is that?
Oh my God. In the car.
Your boy going to work over here, you know.
You always catch the condom in the kind of rubber. You'll never catch that corner. That corner gone.
Oh, God.
And Magnum is synonymous. You never see Trojan or lifestyle condom corners. This nigga's finding a way to trash can. I think niggas purposely leave them out. They purposely leave them out. Hey, look at that right there. Don't sweep that up. You gotta let niggas know.
Gotta let them know.
See that right there? Don't sweep it
up. Sweep around it.
Let me see. Digga.
Never hug again versus never kiss again.
Oh, this is, and that's like anybody. Like anybody. My baby.
That's what you got to think about. Like babies, family, your mom, your dad.
I mean, that's where we're going right now. Damn pandemic.
Right. Right.
Point. Because you ever met a new person, they like, it's weird, like, yeah.
They get this right here. This is what everybody's been getting right here.
Yeah.
This other, what's up now? You all right? All right. God bless.
People did that before the pandemic, and it was like, I don't know, it was kind of like offensive a little bit.
Right.
But now it's just like, it's perfect.
It's almost offensive if somebody hug you now, Pat.
Yeah, no, right? Like, hey.
No, and I love hugging. That's why this is really tough.
The funny thing is thinking about doing one without the opposite. Like, imagine it's like, hey, baby, or being with your girl, you'd be like, oh yeah, You just hugging him like, yep. Oh, we in this.
No kissing would be weird for that situation. Yeah. But no hugging.
I mean, but they didn't say no licking though. So we can.
They didn't say no licking.
Next. You be hugging and licking them necks.
They didn't say no licking, and I'm notorious for a good face lick.
Yeah.
Face lick.
Oh God, yeah.
Why? Why are you licking faces?
It's nice. It should look delicious.
With
the
where?
Oh my goodness.
Where cheek. Do you land?
Normally cheek, nose kisses, and face licks are my shit.
You know, most girls like have like. Especially if it's a date, they may have some makeup on.
Makeup, yeah, I was thinking that.
You like the taste of makeup?
Meg, you're talking to a man who had a container of ranch dressing next to a condom. Do you really think? do you really think makeup is going to stop this man?
Mm, what is He's that, Fenty?
He's a savage. He's been working on this ranch-flavored condom for the last 6 years.
Right.
The R&D at this man's house is crazy.
I'm going to find you, Lizzo, one day. I'm going to find you.
Horrifying.
No kissing is tough.
I do no hugging.
I'm doing no hugging.
No. Are you saying you'd rather have no hugging, or you're saying you're?
I do. I'll get rid of the kissing.
Oh, okay.
You gonna get rid of kissing?
Yeah, and just do hugs. Cause you can still you can hug your boys. What's up, bro?
Mm-hmm. Your mom, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can make the boys.
Rid of the hugging, you gotta do. You gotta greet everybody like you're a French chef. Like you gotta. The air the whole time, everybody. Nobody can get a hug.
Well, what?
I think hugs are more universal.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And what spooning is technically a hug. So you can't spoon either then.
Is it?
It's a spoon. It's a hug from the back. Yeah. Or
is it?
I don't know. You look like you like to be a little spoon. So somebody hugging you around your back.
I ain't going to hold you. I do both. It just depends on it. It depends on how I'm feeling. I'll flip it in the night. It just depends on how cold or hot it is.
Me too.
An act of holding someone tightly in one. Yeah, I guess it is a hug.
Then I'll say no Cuomo at the end of that.
No, you say no what?
No Cuomo after I hug my peoples.
No Dang, Cuomo.
One-sided
no
Cuomo. Hug.
That is hilarious.
Christian hugs don't count either.
What do you mean? You can't give those. Those are still hugs.
There's seven types of hugs, apparently. There's a side
seven
hug,
types?
A friend hug, a hug from behind, a hug around the waist, which I don't get, bear hug, a one-sided hug, and heart-to-heart hug.
I feel like a bear hug is a wrestling position, right? Like a
They left something off.
Which one?
There's the crotch-to-crotch. That's like when you know that they've been fucking, like you go crotch-to-crotch, and you lean back, you see people hugging, and it's like a nigga hug a girl, crotch to crotch, and then you lean back. How you been? I ain't seen you.
Oh, that was no, a lower back hug around the
waist. Yeah, but they crotch to still be connected.
That was around the waist. I said that one.
Yeah. And then men are supposed to hug like this. You're supposed to go side to side. You go this way, I go this way. And then you can't over under your homies.
How you know which way to go?
Because y'all could
right is over.
It's like a rhythm.
I think right is always up. Right hand is always up.
Or you dap and you bring it in and use the elbow block. You know what I mean?
You can't do that either if you don't do hugging. You can't do that. Yeah, I feel like there's way more instances where you hug because you can hug like lovers, you can hug family, you can hug friends, you can hug like coworkers. You can't. There's lesser people that you kiss. So if you took. Right. Hugging away, that's less touching of people.
Yeah, but there's less kiss. There's less people that you kiss because kissing is like more intimate and probably higher on your scale of things rare that you do. That's why I need it.
Right.
I know, but then what is so like you see one of your mom or your grandma or somebody, then you just got to be like,
I'm a kid and play my mama.
You got to slap Nana on five. What's
right?
I'm
gonna kid and play my mama when I see her. I'm like, hey, mama.
Kid and play mama.
I'm gonna kid and play the hell out of my mama. Oh, you gotta have something else. We'll come. There's a bunch of handshakes,
right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's a. I kiss my mama on the cheek. I kiss her on the forehead or something like that.
You can't greet your homies like that. You can't kiss your homie on the cheek, even a homie you ain't seen in a while.
That's fair.
Versus the one you've seen recently.
I mean, like if you seen somebody yesterday, you would just be like, "What's up, my boy?" like that. But if you ain't seen him in a while, you would probably greet him with a hug. But if there are no hugs, how do you greet somebody that you haven't seen in a while?
Exciting fives.
You gotta slap fives with both hands and then lock fingers.
Hey. He went to like lock my fingers after he high five. Let go.
That's a finger hug though. I don't even know if that.
All right. You That's did. Called the thank you for being a friend.
No.
Hey, that's a hilarious image. Two niggas doing it like this.
That's like little kids. Have you guys ever see little kids see each other? They'll run up to each other and they'll just like look at each other and then they'll just run off together. You know, every time they're like, "Oh, what's up, Jeremy?" And then they'll just take off.
Jeremy is such a little kid's name.
Yeah. I don't know. That makes all like sexual experience like a transaction. It's just like, all right, just hug, turn them around.
Yeah, just hugging. I mean, it still get the job done if you erase the kissing. You're hugging him at least.
What do you do if you married? What do you do?
That'd be different from him. What he does now. Pat sent him home with a fruit basket.
Sent him incense.
You edible arrangement.
There you go. Thank you. For
everybody think I'm
by.
Obsessed with incense. Not everybody with dreads loves incense. I do like.
Yes, y'all do. It grows from your dreads.
Huh?
The incense grow from your dreads. Yes, y'all do love it.
That's a fact. Everybody know that incense is dread dust.
Dust.
Everybody know that. That's a fact. You Google that.
BT, I cut you off. I'm sorry, bro.
No. You good, man. I just, what do you do at the wedding? Like, if you get married and they
you gotta hug them, man. You might now hug your bride.
You gotta hug with intent. You gotta hug with intent. You gotta open your shirt. You gotta bump chests when it's an intimate hug. You gotta bump chests with it, so it's gotta be naked on naked when you hug.
Hey, would y'all go to weddings if they had to like smash in front of everybody to like seal it?
What?
Like if that was the ritual instead, and it was like you may now. Smash your wife.
You know, that is porn.
Would you guys go? That's kind of weird, huh?
You'd be like,
but if that was the normal thing, then it wouldn't be weird, Pat.
Look at me. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Like, this is the only reason why I friended you.
Depend on how attractive they are. That's gonna matter.
Wait a minute. Wait. What if it's your sister that's getting married?
Oh wow. That's a fair point.
Your cousin. Your mama decides to get remarried. Like,
don't embarrass the family, okay? You take that like a champ.
Just get real big.
Take it like a champ. If you moan, I'm taking this gift back. You better.
do you root your sister on? You gonna get a girl?
Yeah.
Go kiss her.
Take it like a champ.
Tell you, need my sister, take that dick, nigga.
Everyone's just sitting quietly.
This is so wrong on so many levels.
You have a golf clap.
At my wedding, we'll have like a Gallagher ponchos because it'll be a lot of splashing over here.
Yeah.
Y'all ready for it? I'm about to turn to y'all.
I'm mortified.
Like, oh!
Yeah!
Your boy got knocked off.
You got the RSVP for the OCs, for the smash.
I got here early.
All the old people being in front. Grandma.
You want an encore? Bring out the rappers again.
Hey, you know what's crazy? Is the preacher never left. He stood there the whole time.
Standing there like, okay.
That's all right.
Two have that's become right. one.
That's a holy smash.
Two have become one.
Let's put it to a vote real quick. What are we going with? Never kiss again versus never hug again.
Never kiss again.
Man, get them hugs up out of here, bro. I need my kisses.
Never hug, Pat?
Never hug.
Meg?
Because it comes down to my baby. Mm-hmm. He's outgrowing kisses, so I would rather never kiss again.
I'm going to go never kiss, too, because I wanna still be able to love on my people, too. So I want to have the hug. So it looks like the hugs have it in this one. It's me. Dion and Meg, and we're gonna move on to the next topic right after this.
Summer's coming to an end and leaves are about to fall. While Mother Nature does her thing to prepare for the new season, you can do yours by getting free insurance quotes from Policy Genius. Policy Genius makes it easy to compare quotes from over a dozen top insurers all in one place. Why compare? You can save 50% or more on life insurance when comparing quotes with Policy Genius. You could save $1,300 or more per year on life insurance by using Policy Genius to compare quotes. The licensed experts at Policy Genius work for you, not the insurance companies. So you can trust them to help you navigate every step of the shopping and buying experience. That kind of service has earned Policy Genius thousands of five-star reviews across Trustpilot and Google. And eligible applicants can be covered in as little as a week, thanks to an award-winning policy option that swaps the standard medical exam requirement for a simple phone call. This exclusive policy was recently rated #1 by Forbes Advisor, higher than options from Ladder, Ethos, or Bestos. What's great is getting started is easy. First, head over to policygenius.com. In minutes, you can work out how much life insurance coverage you're going to need. And you get to compare personalized quotes to find the best price for you. When you're ready to apply, the Policy Genius team will handle scheduling and paperwork for free. Policy Genius doesn't add any extra fees. Head over to policygenius.com to get started right now. Policy Genius, when it comes to insurance, it's nice to get it right.
Next question we have, would you rather be the last person on earth versus the only person of your sex?
Like, is that even really hard? Sir, basically, like, I Am Legend, like, wait, is no, that the movie?
You're the only woman on earth. It's only worse for women because
it is.
You it's your job to procreate. Niggas is like, hurry up. We gotta get this first started.
With consent. Hello. That means, hold on. If there's only one woman, just like I'm the only woman on this panel, that means I'm a queen. And y'all gotta do what I say.
Yeah, really do.
Probably. That was Meg would literally.
Because all niggas gonna do whatever she say anyway, because she got that thing on her.
Yeah.
She got that thing on
her. Oh, I actually like that. Then I can pick up like you right there. You are my Tuesday.
It's a new show. I saw a promo for, I think it's called Why. On FX, and it's like it's the last man on earth, and they're trying to figure out why he lasted and how they can reproduce him and all of that type of stuff. So it's a crazy concept. Actually looking forward to seeing it, but I think guys immediately think like, oh man, if I'm the last guy on earth, I'm smashing all these women. They are gonna lab rat your ass and try to figure out how the fuck they can reproduce you without fucking you. You think you're gonna be smashing all these women? They are hunting you.
It's gonna be business.
Yeah, you gotta remember that's still gonna be like all the business women of the world, they're still gonna be there.
Why can I be like what Meg said? I can be the leader. Why can't I be like, hey,
are you kidding me? We know women really
Women gonna let you. That's the problem we got right now. Men trying to control women's body and tell them that they can't have an abortion.
Here's the difference, Dion, because women usually are the ones that are hunted. Men are usually not hunted. That's right. Not usually in a woman's nature. So typically for me, I get my choice if it's nothing but men left. If it's choose, they'd be like, I'm good. I got my little vibrator. Ooh. I'm good today. But thank you, Dion.
Right? If he the only one, Let me tell you, when women become hunters, when it's only one man in there. I used to be a club promoter. Let me tell you something. Women get real different when they be real nice when ain't no dudes in there.
Let me tell you, you don't know the pain of an ego when you're the only man on earth and people still telling you, "No, nah, I'm okay.
No,
I'm the only choice.
Nah, I'm good.
I'm sorry, I just charged my vibrator. If I had charged, I definitely would.
You back? You the only man on earth and women mad at you? You be standing on a cliff. I jump, nigga, jump. Nigga, jump.
Right, but before you do, please leave your, like, please ejaculate in this cup so that we can have children. Thank you.
Wow.
I feel like that's what it would be more of that. I think women would just.
Yeah, they'd be like, okay, like, bust this cup. Thank you. Thank you so much, Dion.
I feel like that you for the smash everything and they just be there with a cup. Like,
I would be a king, man. I'm telling you. I'd be like, hey, who's attracted to me? Get in this line over here. I'm about to impregnate all y'all. I can do about 3 a day. I could probably get this earth started back up. Hopefully, we could be back up and running 2025. All right? Y'all lesbians who are not attracted to me, y'all can go over there and do y'all thing. All right?
What if they just be like,
okay. Yeah.
What if they're just like, man, just let them die off and let's try this with all women. And then Earth like flourished. I'd be like, yo, nobody.
Nobody got my line. I'm like, hey, listen up. I'm the man here. Nobody come over here.
I feel like women will be mad aggressive.
One special.
With Pat, they be mad aggressive. They be coming up, grabbing the back of his neck like, you fucking me tonight. He be like,
yeah.
I just be a slave, chained up like this.
You ready again, Pat? No.
They have a thrust machine behind your back, so you just got the machine just make you.
I'm like half conscious.
I'm so tired. You got that Jada Pickett from Set It Off. That. That tear.
But if you the only person on earth, I just don't know what I do. I feel like I get bored.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I need to talk to people. I don't want to be by myself.
I initially, bro, when you said this, I thought you were saying you're the only sex, like it's me and only dudes, like ain't no women. I'm like, I might have to ride this out by myself. But if it's just lady folks. I don't know, bro.
I would definitely have my sperm like it's gold. Like, nah, you don't deserve this. Nah, we pulling out on girls. Come on, please, I need to get pregnant. Nah.
Yeah. Wow, pulling out. And here's, but like this was, like this is what you forgetting though. You gonna need. Like, if it's just you, right, no different than Meg's situation, Meg gonna have to have a couple of niggas for security. You gonna have to knock down some security chicks.
At least.
Yeah. You think you just knocking down all the beautiful women. No, no, no. They can't protect you. You need a line. You know what I mean? You need some nose tackles.
You have to get a. You gotta protect the a-holes.
Yeah, you gotta protect the a-holes, bro.
You imagine being on top, like you were like, hey, what y'all doing back there? Hey, no.
Women will be. They be living a rough life. They be living like some dystopian future.
You might be all in rags and shit. Stop! Hey!
Get your fine ass out of here.
That would be terrible if it was nothing but all men left and one woman. You know how disorganized and terrible the world would be. None of y'all would have soap on y'all sink. Y'all would have no food in y'all refrigerators. Okay, y'all clothes would be dirty. Wow. Y'all don't know how to clean your laundry well. You'll have just random ranch packets next to Magnum. Terrible.
Meg, I don't know who you dated, but I'm sorry.
Oh, except for you to hear. You have it together. But I don't, you might have it together too, Dion. I'm not sure. But I don't know. BT and Pat, y'all giving men a bad rep.
Why?
Nice little ranch ain't got no food in your fridge.
Hey, I don't have no ranch nearby. I do have honey mustard, though.
There we go, bud.
Chick-fil-A. Well, this is just standard Chick-fil-A sauce.
That's oh my gosh, why do y'all have so much food in y'all room? Because sometimes y'all not supposed to eat in your room. Y'all too old for that.
That's fun. Eating in your room?
Like on a regular basis? That you're too old for that.
No, I'm. That's, nobody can stop me now. That was the whole. There's nobody to fuss at me. I do what I want.
No, that's my biggest pet peeve. It's like crumbs in a bed.
But that's why you just don't eat crunchy stuff. You eat soft stuff in the bed. Lasagna, you know what I mean?
What?
He's Garfield.
Lasagna?
Why was that the first thing?
Right. Out of bed.
That'd be weird if you went on a picnic with somebody and they just brought out a pan of lasagna.
Lasagna is restaurant and table only.
That's wild as hell.
I don't like two hand foods. Like if you can't eat it in the car, I don't like it. Like you
like
know,
a burger?
Salads. You know, lasagna, I'm always thinking about driving in the car. I like sandwiches in the car because I can drive and eat.
No, you can do lasagnas and casseroles, Dion. You got to, like, put them in your lap. You got to learn how to drive. You have your hand on the steering wheel, and you have it in your lap, and you scoop it like this.
Wait, are you eating a casserole while driving?
Casserole, and anything like a lasagna, which is like casserole-esque.
You are living wild. I drive a stick.
Stick is different. You should be eating nothing and you drive a stick.
Y'all never had a lasagna burrito? Y'all never been to the spot over there on
Nigga, somebody fucked up. They said put that in that burrito.
That's
an Italian dish in a burrito.
In a Mexican dish.
And it's fire.
Wait, is it lasagna on the inside of a burrito? Yeah.
Why would it be on the outside, Meg?
No, I thought it was like, he said, so I'm thinking, at first when he said it, I thought it was lasagna with like tortillas in the middle. I was like, that don't sound good.
That's an enchilada.
That wrap it around the burrito right here.
That'd be disappointing. You bit into a lasagna and it was a tortilla in there. Like,
right.
That'd be so disappointing.
Nah, it that doesn't exist, but it do sound fire. I would like somebody.
Oh, what? Got it all excited.
Lasagna burrito with the outside.
Well, let's put it to a vote. We going with the last person on earth, or the only person of your sex. What we going with?
I want to hear from you. Wait. I want to hear from you first to hear because you didn't even say, and you typically like to be by yourself.
I know. That would it's gonna be a tough one for me.
That nigga, to hear I had a music on earth so loud. Had to be records playing and shit. Just loud ass.
I think it would come down to like if we were able to repopulate. If we were able to repopulate, I would be with the women. If it was no chance of repopulating, then I would just be by myself. I don't want to deal with a whole population of women that don't know what they want to eat. A whole population mad at me, but don't want to talk about why they mad at me because of something I didn't even know I did. I don't want to deal with a whole population of women. They all sync up. That means I have to deal with like angry women all the time at one point of the month because this whole world has synced up. I'm going to just kill myself for those 3 days.
That shit look like World War Z, bro.
I'm good. I'll be by myself. I think a long game. Y'all niggas think of checkers. I'm thinking like, all right, can I do 2 years of this? No, nigga.
As we're talking about this, it probably would be a lot brutal, even for if I was the only one or if like y'all was the only man. Because think about it, like there's so many people to overpower you. They probably make you a prisoner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there'd probably be war everywhere, like to see like who
can get this last person on earth.
Will it be like Russia?
That's China, what I'm saying. Because now I'm thinking about it, be like, oh Lord, it's gonna be like sex trafficking, and it's just gonna be me.
And you think it's just in your city? It's like somebody's like, there's a man in Russia. Are you kidding me? We got to fly out there. So now like the word is out. You're growing viral, and where's his location? Now you like at the top of Paris, I don't know. I can't think of a tall place to
hide. Hey, you realize how mad people would be at you for getting head? Oh, man. You wasted it! You fucking wasted it!
Oh, no, I'm good. I'm harvesting it.
Let's put that to a vote then, man. Where do you go?
You said that like you, that's how you taste tea. Just like, okay, I'm getting the floral notes.
Oh my God.
Do I say pause for that?
Yes.
Nah, it was a good joke. Just see it through, Dion. Just see it through. Fuck that shit, man. Meg, what are you going with?
I would rather be the last female on earth because I don't like to be by myself.
Okay.
Pat? She combined them.
No, I'm saying I would like to be the last female amongst males as opposed to by myself.
Last man on earth.
Yeah.
Like
the only man on earth with a bunch of women.
BT.
Only man on earth with a nice little security team.
Lesbians. They gotta be
studs.
They gotta be studs.
Yeah. No, they knocking you down first. Okay. Yeah. You could be like, yes, my security. They'd be like, shut up, BT. Like, okay.
Your legs are definitely gonna be in the air. Trust me.
Whatever it takes, as long as I'm protected.
And I'm gonna be by myself. So we're gonna jump into this last topic right after this.
Look, y'all listening or watching right now, like, yo, how does he look this fine? How does he look this good? And if you was here right in front of me right now, you'd be like, ooh, how does he smell that good? The answer is Hawthorne. Hawthorne's grooming products are my answer to looking good, feeling good, and smelling good. Hawthorne is a premium men's grooming brand that makes it quick and easy to be confidently your best with skincare and hair care made just for you. They use data from hundreds of thousands of customers to recommend perfect products for your body chemistry. I'm talking about skin type, hair type, and lifestyle. Look, I could lean on drugstore stuff, but am I really gonna trust that stuff on this beautiful and handsome face? I could go to a department store and just get overcharged like crazy over there. But what I really needed was a company that I can trust and set me up perfectly with a grooming routine full of tailor-made products that was still affordable. And that's Hawthorne. So lean on Hawthorne to upgrade your body wash, your deodorant, or your shampoo. Let them recommend a face cleanser or some moisturizer to up your game. And of course, find your favorite cologne. First, take the Hawthorne quiz. And they ask you things like, what places do you like to go? Are you a club person? Are you a small bar type of person? Kind of intimate bar type person? They ask you what type of drinks do you like? They want to get to know you. What I loved about it was the quiz was super easy, it was super quick, and it was super fun. I really enjoyed taking it. At the end of the quiz, you'll view customized products tailored towards your body, your hair, your skin, and your lifestyle. I tell you this, got some of that body wash and scrub-a-dub-dub. Lady couldn't keep her hands off me. It was a great night. Also got some nice cologne. Sprayed that on, tried to leave the house. Didn't make it. Hawthorne stands by their customers. So if you're not satisfied, Hawthorne will retailer the products to you. And they'll do all that for free based on your feedback. And they'll pay for the shipping, so there's literally no risk on you. So make sure you're ready to take on anything and anyone that comes your way by taking the Hawthorne quiz today. So go to hawthorne.co and use the promo code SQUAD and get 10% off your first purchase. That's HAWTHORNE.CO and use the promo code SQUAD. Once again, that's hawthorne.co and use the promo code SQUAD.
Last topic of the day, we have, would you rather find $100 million versus the meaning of life?
How is the meaning of life given to you? Because if it's given to you like how, because the people in the Bible, when they get, whenever they were given stuff, they were just like, man, trust me, this happened. Yeah. And everybody was like, no, it didn't. Right. So like, would I be publicly like, he was told the meaning of life and like he can tell you, or is it just something like I know and I have to convince people?
You find an ancient scroll.
So I can show people.
Yeah, yeah, that you can show people, but you don't because then they would know it. So only you know it.
Well, what's the purpose of only you knowing the meaning
Give
of life?
Me.
Well, I mean, here's the thing, though. Like, it's let's say you know the secret of life, the meaning of life, whatever, right? You could start walking in that purpose, or you could have workshops telling people. You could travel the world, like making money, like explaining it, but also not giving it fully away, so people have to stay subscribed. So you could do a lot of things with it. You could.
I got a strange feeling. If I open a scroll that has the meaning of life in it, the meaning of life gonna be like, nigga, go get $100 million.
That's funny. Money.
Imagine, get your money.
It's gonna say get your money, nigga. Yeah,
so money up.
If somebody offer you $100 million, take it. Like, ah!
That's funny.
Damn.
I don't even know what the meaning of life would be. I feel like it'd be some weird ass like parable or like some shit like some haiku. I'm like, what the fuck, bro? Like,
what if it was a way to like unlock more use of your brain, and you could learn that we actually could like fly, or we could actually like have telepathic abilities, and we can move stuff with our mind, or we can talk with our mind. Like, what if you reach that level of zen because you didn't know how to achieve it, either where to go to do it, what to eat to do it, whatever.
But
if it was something like, if you can guarantee it was something like that, then I would choose that. But if you can't, and you really just like the meaning of life is love, then I don't want that.
I'd be so mad.
Right.
I don't know, bro. Now we start talking Marvel shit. You son.
No, now you're gonna get sacrificed because you're like an X-Man. You're a freak now. If you like, yo, I can show y'all how to do this. Oh, why y'all shoot before? I'm trying to show you how to move a piano from my head. And now
they can't. They can't shoot me because I can block it with my mind.
Wait,
what? What bullets? Getting
powers.
Yo, you get powers. You don't know. It's a secret.
Well, it's on a scroll. It's so too you much have of to a
gamble.
Look what they did to Jesus, man.
How much work do I have to do to become X-Men?
Probably a lot.
Or else like, how much practice? Because those montages don't last long. Learn my powers.
And honestly, you're not making money as a superhero. You're going to turn into a villain.
You're not making money as a superhero.
How are you making money?
I don't know.
If I can fly and run through walls, all of that type of shit, I have a government contract with each individual state. Hey, I'll stay here for a month. You know what I'm saying? Rescue people from buildings on fire.
Man.
All that type of shit. Y'all pay me this much a month, and I want to live here. And if it's cool, I might stay 2 months, right? But if y'all don't have bullshit, I'm out.
You want a residency?
You goddamn right I want a residency. I don't want to pay for shit. Mm. I want to go ahead. I want to go to Halal, guys. I want this and this every time I come. I want to be a regular.
How did we get to superhero powers?
Because the meaning of life was getting powers.
Nah, so like, in the scroll, you can get powers on $100 million, nigga. It'd be like, powers it is.
Get powers. It's hilarious.
You start talking about just wisdom and Meg said love. I don't give a fuck about that. Wait a minute. You said abilities? Yeah. I get some of these and some of these and some of these.
And you're supposed to share this to other people. You'd be like, fuck that. I know how to do this on my own.
You know what? No, that would be interesting. If it really was like, how do you unlock stuff in your mind to get powers? I would definitely choose that. Because you know why? You can start charging people to teach them. And then, of course, now you got your 100 million and your powers.
And that's a problem. Because niggas
but here's
are
the thing, though,
they're not positive.
You don't have to give them the highest level. Like if they are able to unlock level one and they're able to continue to do it, then that's fine. But like you can just give them like you, I don't know if y'all saw the movie Lucy when she had that drug in her and that drug like enhanced her ability to be able to unlock her mind. And it was just different levels of it, but it kept going because she kept the drug in her. But if you could just like, let's say that level one was just the ability to retain information better, right? So people became better at their job, better comedians, better rappers, whatever, you know, you didn't get to like telepathic abilities until like level 3 or 4. And you could literally pick and choose who was able to handle that type of power. Or you could just do level 1 forever. You literally could travel doing level 1 and just create a more efficient Earth.
But that's what I'm thinking, Terry. I'm not even, I haven't even, forget the superpower. I'm like limitless. If I was just like at limitless levels, like I would just fast on math, I could count cards. Oh man, I'd make the 100 million real quick.
Absolutely.
I would make the and don't nobody else know?
I would make the 100 million before I started teaching people, right? I'm going to Vegas, racking up big time. Vegas, Atlantic City, all of them. I'm hitting that real fast.
Wait, why would you know how to do that? Because it's like you're good at math or something all of a sudden? So you know the odds?
You would be able to retain information better. You'd be able to count better. You'd be better at math.
I have photographic memory already. It ain't that great, I'm just telling you. But it works awesome in
argument. All you memorize is menus. Of course it ain't great. You just like, you memorize the calories on the number 2 and the cholesterol.
I do, yeah. And arguments is great though. I'd be like, okay, on July 19th and 1998, you said to me that we was gonna be best friends. And
okay, she's a psychopath.
Here she go with this thoughts of life.
She's a psychopath.
You made that boring.
No, I think the whole point of this is the meaning of life. We have gotten too far from the meaning of life. You're supposed to share this with other people.
Right.
If you share the fact that you can unlock abilities to other people, everybody's not gonna take these abilities positively. They're gonna be like, yeah, I can rob banks now. I can disappear and go into my ex-girlfriend's house and see what she's doing with her new husband. You know what I'm saying? So
you gotta be there to protect her.
You said what?
You gotta fly over there.
No, you've already shared this to 100 million people. They're across the world now.
But you
got a YouTube tutorial out.
Oh no.
You got a master class that you're selling.
I don't think that the meaning of life is gonna be like it helps you unlock powers. I just think it's something we already know that we've already had access to. We just never we'd be like, that's boring. I really do think it. I mean, when I talk to people who like get real old and stuff, or that, you know, you hear people talk about like, you know, on your deathbed, or I had a near death experience, what matters most? They always talk about like family, love, you know, something like that. That's really close. I feel like that's your meaning of life. You almost lost your life. Okay. So we kind of already know.
If the meaning of life is like enjoy the journey, I'd be pissed off.
That's funny. Oh,
yeah. Fuck that, man.
That's what I'm saying. I think that's what it
is. Give me my money. I'll figure it out.
Rather take the money, because I'm gonna flip that 5 ways, okay? So it ain't gonna be 100.
Everybody,
$1 billion.
Everybody always think when they get the 100 million, they gonna flip it.
No, you're paying off student loans, you paying off credit cards. You be like,
is this tax free 100?
Yeah, let's say it's a tax free 100. Let's say it's a tax free 100, right? I'll take the 100 million just because I don't want the stress.
Yeah,
like I don't want the stress of knowing, because what if you find out it's something bad or something like just negative, or it's hard to find a positive out of the meaning of life. Like you got to live with that. Not
more money, more problems, my brother. Mm. You're going to have way more stress with this 100 mil.
No, I'm not. Man, first of all, listen, I am falling off the face of the earth for 6 months, and I'm coming back with a new face. New name,
a new face.
If somebody gave you 100 million today, would you stop touring?
Yes.
You go. So you only doing comedy for touring? Like I for money, you don't love it?
Yes, until next year, Meg. Yes, until next year.
So you would never do another comedy set? You don't love it anymore? Meg, done with your gift.
Meg, are you not listening to me? I said, yes, I will stop touring until next year, is what I just said. Okay.
Is he going to go have a surgery and take his freckles off?
Yeah,
he'll come back dark skin with light skin freckles.
Opposite of what he got.
You never seen that before.
That new.
Like a brand new.
Wait, wow. So hold on. That is so it could be like dark skin people with freckles. We just couldn't see them.
Those are moles.
No. You got freckles, bro?
No.
Stop. Don't do me like that.
Deion got Auntie Mo's. Let's put it to a vote.
Give me my money.
I want money.
Give me the money.
D,
DT. Damn, y'all don't care about advancing the human race?
Fuck that shit, Pat.
Yeah, wouldn't it? Get money. The mystery is the problem, Pat. Now, I don't know what it is. It might be bullshit. It might be amazing shit.
It could be like if you sacrifice possum pussy, you can get eternal life. And you'd be like, I don't want to convince people to do this. I don't want
sacrifice the possum pussy easy. What if you got to eat possum pussy now? On your YouTube tutorial, you'd be like, I promise you guys, I'm gonna be around for a long time. Possum like
eternal life. Like, trust me on this, y'all. It gets blurry.
Mm-hmm. And right. When do I? And even Latir, even if it was superpowers, bro, when do I get them? Am I getting them this like now? Like, I mean, I got a bad back. I can't be superpowering right now.
Situation like Doctor Strange, you got to be able to control and contain that power, baby. You got to prove that you're worthy of it.
My back's all fucked up. I can't be superpowering right now.
So you said money, I said money. Pat, what you going with?
I feel like you could make that money if you had the secret of life, but I'm sure somebody would try to steal it, like the Vatican. Mm-hmm. I'd take the money, I guess. Yeah, I'll take
the money. Beyonce?
I'm taking the money.
Money.
We ain't trash.
Yep, and we rich.
Money all around, man. We out here getting that bread. You know what I'm saying? I want to thank our special guest, Dion Lack and BT Kings, for pulling up one more time. And of course, big shout out to the original squad. We got Med School, Patrick Cloud. And of course, I'm to hear more. Thank you guys so much for watching another episode of Squadcast Versus. We'll see you next week on another episode. Peace.
Yeah.
Hangsley.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.